Claire. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. More than 6 inches of rain has fallen in Los Angeles as much of California is deluged by an historic storm. Mayor Karen Bass says trees and electrical lines litter flooded roadways.
We saw homes that were red tagged, yellow tagged, homes where residents had to evacuate, and homes that unfortunately have suffered incredible damage.
The Weather Channel meteorologist Chris Warren says the next few days will be difficult.
The threat with the saturated ground will keep flash flooding a possibility. More rock slides, landslides, and debris flows possible. High risk does remain for a lot of Los Angeles, Ventura, and for Orange County's, the possibility for more flooding.
American officials say strikes on Iranian-backed groups that have attacked U.S. forces in the Middle East have only just begun. CBS's Skyler Henry has that.
A drone attack on a base in Syria used by U.S. troops killed 6 Kurdish soldiers.
This is the start of our response, and there will be additional actions taken.
This is the first significant response to U.S. airstrikes on Iranian-backed militias.
The British king has cancer.
During that procedure, the palace says, a separate issue of concern was noted. Subsequent diagnostic tests have identified a form of cancer. His Majesty commenced a schedule of regular treatments. He's been advised to postpone public-facing duties.
CBS's Charlie Daggett in London. 23 million American families will either have to pay more for their internet service or cancel their service altogether if a federal program that helps pay their bills runs out of money.
Congress is now debating the subsidy, which expires in the spring. A group of bipartisan lawmakers has proposed $7 billion to extend the program through the end of the year.
CBS's Jim Krasula says a vote on a bill that would extend the program has not been scheduled. The Kansas City Chiefs and San Francisco 49ers have arrived in Las Vegas ahead of the Super Bowl on Sunday. CBS's Chris Van Cleve is also there with some eye-popping numbers.
It's already the priciest Super Bowl in history. Hotels are topping $10,000 a night this weekend. Tickets right now are going for an average of $11,400 or more. But Joel Halford, a Bills fan from Kansas City, got a deal at $6,000.
Super cool. Yeah, I wish it was the Bills, of course, but it's great being in this environment.
The game airs this Sunday night on CBS and on Paramount Plus. And for the first time, the NBA will play on glass, part of the All-Star weekend in Indianapolis. The entire All-Star Saturday night lineup will be played on a state-of-the-art full video LED court. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Wisconsin man convicted of pepper spraying police officers during the January 6th attack of the U.S. Capitol argues he should get a shorter sentence. Federal prosecutors say 41 months in prison is appropriate, but lawyers for Riley Casper of Pulaski says he's matured over these last 3 years. Casper is set to be sentenced on Tuesday. Democratic presidential primary voters in Wisconsin will have a choice after the state Supreme Court Friday ordered Dean Phillips' name to appear on the April ballot. Phillips says the justices made the right call for democracy.
It's so much less about my campaign and just so much more about how we Americans practice democracy and whether we should allow our two big parties to suppress it.
Phillips on WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose in Utah. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Jazz 123-108. Doc Rivers says the team found open shots. They just couldn't score against the Jazz.
I thought when they went big early, we rushed. That's why I called the timeout. So guys, just settle down. We're going to get every shot we want. And we did. We just couldn't make any of them. And the more we missed, the bigger they got.
The Bucks take on the Suns in Phoenix tomorrow night. Men's college basketball. Wisconsin loses to Purdue 75-69 before a sold-out audience at the Kohl Center. Greg Gard and coming up short again to the number two ranked Boilermakers.
Competition at its highest level is very rewarding. It can be very painful, as today is, but it's rewarding. And now, you know, we got to get better before we get to mid-March and see them again.
NFL Packers defensive coaching staff has been told they are free to interview with other teams after hiring a new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley. So defensive line coach Jerry Montgomery, who's been with the team since 2015, will interview with the New England Patriots. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Skies turning clear in the overnight with lows in the lower 30s, light winds. More clouds on the way Tuesday with highs reaching the lower 50s. Still plenty of clouds around on Wednesday. Highs reaching the lower 50s. Rain chances by Wednesday night. Right now it's 28.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Tell a friend what's on tap. There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, a Man on the Street Monday edition. Dom, the next street I'll be doing Man on the Street on is Fremont Street, or maybe the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. That's where I'm going next. Did I mention that?
Oh, you're going to Vegas, Crute? Well, what brings you to Vegas? I mean, Biden was there, what, yesterday and today?
Joe Biden beat me to Vegas. Probably beat me to the bookie at the MGM Grand. You know he's taking the Chiefs. Everybody knows it, Dom.
Well, I mean, if the conspiracy is accurate, I mean, why wouldn't you? It's a sure thing. Lock of the week, says Joe.
Dominic, I would like to play some sound of the president, only I don't have the rundown in front of me, so I need your help. Dominic.
I am here for you, Michael, and Nate, you are here for us. We do appreciate it. Doing the hard work, the president in Las Vegas. Let's hear what he had to say. Let's start with cut number three, please.
They're the reason that Donald Trump is a former president. And you're the reason he'll make Donald Trump a loser again.
Yeah. It's too much losing.
So much losing. You say, no, it's too much losing. Well, they're literally saying that. We referenced what? Reince Priebus here. We talked about these Republicans. What are you going to do in a state of Wisconsin that's different to change the outcomes they've been losing, as Ben Wickler, chair of the Democratic Party, state of Wisconsin, has said over and over and over again. But the president in Las Vegas, let's hear it. Cut number four.
You're one of only two presidents in American history, you and Herbert Hoover, who left office with fewer jobs than when you took office. Herbert Hoover, yes. Donald Herbert Hoover Trump.
Damn, Joe.
I know, but see, this is what I love about it, because you know Donald Trump hearing this is just losing his frickin' mind. Now, doesn't like, he said himself, doesn't want to be referred to as the Hoover president. Doesn't want to be that guy. Too late, you are. Doesn't, obviously hates the thought of losing. Hell, that's why he tried to overturn the election, why he tried to stomp out democracy, why he tried to overthrow the government, because he hates losing. That's how fragile this man is. So when his competitor throws these at him, it just keeps Donald Trump up at night. But at the end of the day, there are positive things going on in the economy. As President Biden says, the jobs cut five.
We created a record 15 million new jobs to get this economy strong, more than any president has in 4 years. And right here in Nevada, 285,000 new jobs.
285,000 new jobs. You know, Scott Wanker Walker would have been very envious of Nevada's growth during his prolonged jobless gubernatorship. Just saying.
Yeah. And what, 350-some thousand jobs just released, and December's numbers revised upward another 100-some thousand jobs. I mean, this is, no matter how you slice it, how you cut it, Kudlow on Fox, hell, these folks on CNBC, they're even saying it. You can't deny it. The numbers are the numbers. The facts are the facts. And according to the president, no recession. Well, keep your fingers crossed. Soft landing. Cut six, please.
How many times you hear when I first got elected president, my policy, we're going to bring a recession next month, every month. None of them are saying it anymore.
None of them are saying it anymore, says Joe.
I mean, that's how they do it. And again, where do the Republicans go on this topic? If the economy continues to go in the direction that it is going, well, I mean, of course, you know, Donald Trump hopes that it crashes, hopes that the stock market falls, hopes that the American people suffer. So in some way, shape, or form, he can, what, come in on his white horse and save everybody, question mark? Well, good luck, man. You're going to have a $370 million, you know, a garnishment coming this week, perhaps on top of the 80-some million for your actions against E. Jean Carroll. Good luck coming up with $400 or $500 million on the short run. But anyway, let's continue on with the president and think about good things. The world's best recovery. Again, the United States leading the world in the recovery after the pandemic recession, in no small part because of the leadership and efforts of Joe Biden and the Democrats. Let's see what he has to say. Cut number seven, please.
The recent Washington Post headline said, and I quote, falling inflation and rising growth give U.S. the world's best recovery. The world's best recovery.
I like the good news, man. I like sharing good, happy news. Some of the other things, again, you know, these things, some of these things matter, man. Not just, you know, give, you know, forgiving billions of dollars in student loans, helping lots and lots of folks. The insulin thing, I think this is very important. Let's play here. Cut number eight, please, Nate.
Insulin, $35 a month for insulin for seniors on diabetes instead of $400 a month or more.
Yeah, $400 a month. Damn. What about assault rifles, Joe? Cut nine.
I will not stop until I once again ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. There's no rationale for it. None.
We have a couple more from Joe, right? This is the same
pretty thing. Deadly, okay, mass shooting in Vegas, if you'll recall, Dom.
Yeah. Terrible. This is a terrible circumstance. MAGA is dividing us. Let's jump down to cut number 18, please, Nate.
Trump and his MAGA friends are dividing us, not uniting us. Dragging us back to the past, not leading us to the future.
Dragging us back to the past? Hell, can't get out of the past. You lost, Trump. MAGA, you lost. Let's get over it. Maybe change your policies, change your candidates, evolve your positions. I don't know, but you lost. The Trump nightmare. Cut 19, please.
Imagine the nightmare if Donald Trump's reelected. No.
No. I'm having such a happy thought here, man. I don't want to go there again. Who the hell does he think he is? President Biden, cut 20, please.
Who the hell does he think he is?
Short and sweet clip.
I think we should save that one for, you know, future reference, Nate. The last one from President Joe in Las Vegas. Do you know Crudy's going there tomorrow? Cut 21, please.
Well, you're right. Well, that's the reason I'm running, because we have to win. No, I give my word, we have to. There's not much of a choice here.
Oh, there is a choice. We could, you know, lose. Donald Trump could become the president and be a dictator for a day and just see how it goes on day two.
Dominic, President Joe Biden in Las Vegas. And I'm very excited. He preceded me. I'll be there bright and early tomorrow. Got an early flight.
You got the slots all warmed up for you, Crudy.
I'm not really a gambler. I mean, I know I like to broadcast live from a
hotel, resort, casino. It's one of my favorite things. But, you know, who wants to go and throw their money in and throw it down a sinkhole? Everything in Vegas, whenever you're in Vegas, I feel like the meter's running. You know, want to sit down? That only costs 10 bucks. Want a drink? That's only 25. You know, the only free seating and free drinks are literally out there on those tables. If you're out there, you might get a freebie. So Biden in Vegas, Super Bowl in Vegas coming up later this week. I wonder if he put any money down on FanDuel's or MGM or something, Dom. I got the app. 844-967-2789. We done with Joe Sound?
That's it.
Mark from the SAC, welcome, man.
Happy days. Yeah, Mark, what do you got?
Thanks. The thought just occurred in my head. My favorite things, you could come with a Julie Andrews, Mike Crute versions of Julie Andrews song, My Favorite Things from
Oh, yeah. Oh, don't tempt him to sing, Mark. He'll do it. It'll suffer us
all. I was beatboxing on Friday.
Yeah, it never ceases to amaze me that Trump is just his further mental decline. It's just more and more obvious every day, and the Republicans are just, you know, jumping on that Trump, Pence train, and going right to hell. I mean, that it just is just amazing, because the economic numbers just continue to amaze me, and that if Biden is that horrible, why are the economic numbers as good as they are? I mean, that why are the Republicans so afraid of having an actual decent border bill? You know, they're always trying to bring down they say the border is a crisis, but they don't want to do anything about it. Well,
yeah. Well, and it's
trying to hold them to logic, Mark. How dare you?
Of course, the border bill language was released. I heard Senator Lankford, Republican, on lots of the shows today talking about it. But, you know, Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, Trump, they don't want anything to do with it. They say it's a concern, but they want to just leave it as it is, leave it as an albatross around the Democrats' neck. But I don't know if that works that way. If there's a bipartisan effort in the Senate to do something, and again, good luck getting everything you want. No one gets everything you want. I want all sorts of things. We don't get it. That's fine. It's compromise. It's government. That's what you do. But if you think you're going to get a better deal under a Trump presidency, you're not.
My new friend Larry on the Capitol Square here in Madison, Wisconsin, told me Trump's the right kind of crazy. He's his kind of crazy. Gotta balances out the crazy in the world.
I have to dig deeper into that. You know, maybe explore that a little bit. Doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I need to know. I need more info.
Dom, I've been checking out the text line, and one of the listeners on WGBW, Drake from Green Bay, in fact, tells us sad news from the world of music today. Rocker Ted Nugent found alive. There's a few more here. Cindy from Wausau. She's our new bestest fan, Dom. She says, I just want to say, you two are the absolute best. I could listen to you and your commentary all day. The jabs and the wit are unparalleled and bring such joy to my day. I got to tell you, your little message put a smile on my face. And then I read the next one. To quote Peter Griffin, oh my God, who the hell cares? Well, I care a lot, Peter Griffin wannabe. And I'm following Joe Biden to Vegas. Did I mention I'm going to Vegas?
Go to Vegas, baby.
I am. Live broadcast from the Strip, the MGM Grand Signature. I'll be telling you about that. It's a hotel, resort, casino.
Oh, no circus this time, Curdy?
No, I upgraded.
Okay.
You know, they've changed policies since then, Dom. Got to have a balcony now. Know what I'm saying? Come back, more Devils.
The Tap.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
The story of Black History Month starts in Chicago. It's 1915 and thousands are there to celebrate 50 years since the Emancipation Proclamation and the end of slavery. The gathering also inspires civic organizations to uncover the many achievements of Black citizens. By 1926, the celebration of African American history is official. This also is a time for rising racial pride. The Black middle class is expanding, and industrial cities like Milwaukee are luring African Americans with good jobs. There's so much more to tell you. Listen for the next Black History Month story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dominic,
that was a good Ted Nugent before we realized how crazy that man was.
I've enjoyed a few Ted Nugent songs in the right mood during my life, but I have met the man. I have questioned him. He did give responses. Actually, someone was trying to shield him. He was at the Wisconsin State Capitol, and he was there on some sort of hunt and fishing, legalized more gun kind of a action day. And he was being shielded from these scathing questions of yours truly. I'm not a tough questioner. I usually put a smile on my face. And, you know, finally I started getting a little snarky with this dude. I'm like, can Mr. Nugent, and I feel like saying, and I use that term loosely, answer his own freaking questions, man. Shut up and let the man answer. I know he's got a big mouth. So eventually.
When I was in grad school back in Michigan, after you and I bunked in room together back at the old UW La Crosse, man, fine institution that it was, I went on to grad school. And then I was living back in the Michigan, in Detroit area back in, must have been 95, 96. Ted was, he was doing a local morning radio show. He was on doing the Ted stuff.
Man. Everybody wants to be on the radio, dumb.
You know, if you're on the radio, that qualifies you to do absolutely everything. 844-967-2789. Let's get back to the lines. Oh, go ahead, Groot.
Well, before we get to our patient callers, I got to throw this out there. I don't know if you noticed, Donald Trump asked his followers if they think he looks like Elvis. Did you see that? He pulled him, Dom. A little bit from the New York Post. Never a good day when I'm quoting the New York Post. Some Elvis aficionados were all shook up when former President Trump likened himself to the king. President Joe Biden, Biden on Saturday deemed the 2024 presidential race, and I'm going to have to agree with Joe on this one, the weirdest campaign he's ever been a part of.
Oh, no doubt.
And we haven't even really hit full stride yet, Dom. As Trump took to social media to ask his followers if they agree that he looks like Elvis. Trump, maybe fat Elvis. Like that, I saw this, the profile at the end when he was bloated.
Yeah, corpse on the toilet. Elvis, maybe.
Dom, Trump shared a photo of half of his face alongside half of Presley's in a post to Truthy Social Saturday, writing, "For so many years, people have been saying that Elvis and I look alike. Now this pic has been going all over the place. What do you think?" It's unclear what prompted Trump to share the bizarre mashed-up image, which had many social media users asking the former president, "Are you lonesome tonight?" Few validated Trump's belief that he resembles Presley, and many were quick to mock him by posting edits of half his face alongside Adolf Hitler, Vladimir Putin, and of course, Dom, because of the color of the skin, an Oompa Loompa. Trump, do you look like Elvis? No, not at all. Not really at all.
This is just really, and
he
weird.
Didn't put
this
like
a silly season. No doubt.
He didn't put like Elvis at the end, like bloated fat Elvis. He had like, you know, relatively young before he started the residency in Vegas, Elvis.
Vegas, baby. Are you going to do a residency in Vegas, Crudy? From now on, just broadcast from Vegas.
I was thinking about it. Yeah. You know, here's the unfortunate part. It is Super Bowl week and I am escaping Wisconsin, but the weather will be nearly identical in Vegas the week of the Super Bowl as it is here in Wisconsin this, what, soon to be second week of February. Crazy, dude. 50s in Vegas. It's supposed to be 50s here.
Wow.
844-967-2789. And one more quick shot. The new, what's the Larry David show on HBO?
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yes. The final season. The final season comes out last night. And I don't know if you watched, but I did. They ended the episode with Larry David getting arrested in Georgia for giving someone a bottle of water. And I don't know if you know this, but it would be electioneering. It would be illegal in the state of Georgia. Someone waiting in the hot sun on election day to give them a bottle of water. It is literally a crime in Georgia. And Larry David, to bring light to this subject, apparently, although the character in the movie or HBO show didn't completely unaware that that was faux pas. So Larry gets arrested at the end. And they take a mugshot of Larry David. And he's got his glasses off. And then what I realized, you know, and he's in Atlanta apparently to go appear at some place, get a little paid appearance fee at some private residence. So he gets arrested in Fulton County, Georgia. Larry David does. And they use the mugshot, and I swear to God, it was Donald Trump's face with the bald white laurel wreath Larry David hair. But it was Donald Trump's face the whole time. And then at the very last, they kind of turned it into Larry. I swear to God, it was either AI or just some ham-handed Photoshopping. But it was hilarious because they utilized the Trump mugshot and they turned him into Larry David. I would say that Donald Trump bears a much more striking resemblance to Larry David than Elvis Presley, certainly. 844.
Come on, Bernie Sanders is the only one that looks like Larry David.
844-967-2789. Have you seen Trump without the toupee? Cam from Nina. Welcome back, Cam. How you doing, young man?
Hey, Cam.
Hey. Right. So I was taking a look at, like, not that all the conservative leaders are the greatest people to go look for information, but I was looking at some people's responses to Tom Cotton on Twitter. And they were talking about some of the things that they believe in the border bill are not great for their conservative values. And I was curious what other people, not that they need to talk about this either, but what other people thought from this were on the left. The bill gives Secretary Mayorkas the right for the first time to grant asylum claims. And then the bill codifies catch and release under so-called alternatives to detention. And then 50,000 extra green cards per year was added to the bill. And then immediate work permits to everyone who says they want asylum as long as they pass an initial screening by, to them, liberal bureaucrats, where a lot of us that work in government try our very best to be as nonpartisan as possible. We just are, we're the cog in the machine, and that's what we're supposed to do. I think some of these things are some valid reasons for them to oppose it, but I know politics doesn't work that way, where you do have the stuff like Gaza in there in that same bill for funding for it, because you're supposed to give up a little bit to get some, right?
I mean, I yeah, certainly that's how it's supposed to be done. And that
isn't,
seems
that
to be
log
how
rolling?
It seems like how they're doing it, Cam. But at the end of the day, you know, Republicans obviously were sitting down across the table with the Democrats, and this is the bill that they came up with. And, you know, to have it outright be rejected by the House Republicans without even reading it, now getting a chance, as you mentioned, all these, you know, liberal things that are in it. But this is a negotiation, man. You don't get everything you want. And if you all, if we all agree that something needs to be done, something's better than nothing.
This is always better than nothing. Some say greatest radio show ever. Come back, join us, 844-967-2789.
Your You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
CBS News Brief. Southern California, Los Angeles in particular, has been hard hit by heavy rain. Mayor Karen Bass says some homes are uninhabitable.
We saw one home where the mud essentially went through the individual's bedroom and the house was red tagged.
King Charles is being treated for cancer, says CBS's Charlie Daggett in London.
The fact Charles will continue to undertake official business as usual is a good sign, says Sunday Times correspondent Roy Anika.
Constitutionally, the King Charles ship sails on.
The King's aides haven't said what kind of cancer Charles has. Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes is in Las Vegas, preparing to lead the team against the San Francisco 49ers in Super Bowl 58.
I know I'm blessed to be around a lot of great players around me, and so right now it's doing whatever I can to beat a great 49ers team and try to get that third ring.
The game begins at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Sunday night on CBS and Paramount+. CBS News Brief, I'm Christopher Cruz.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Gray wolves will stay under federal endangered species protections. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says it's going to focus on a national wolf strategy plan. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says that means the state's wolf management plan will stay the same. It bans wolf hunting until the population in Wisconsin is well over 1,000. February is Black History Month. Black leaders in Wisconsin say the fight for equality is as relevant as ever.
All these years later, in 2024, that we've got people who are trying to undermine efforts around diversity, equity, and inclusion to lift people up who've had challenges trying to live out that simple American dream.
Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson on Civic Media's Earl Ingram Show. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Outgoing Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm. The way I joke about it is I'm probably not doing my job right if somebody's not ticked off at me most of the time.
The only way you can do it is if you have that steadfast commitment to doing justice. That tension's built into it, and that's quite frankly what makes the job just so phenomenal and exciting and fun.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Skies turning clear in the overnight with lows in the lower 30s, light winds. More clouds on the way Tuesday with highs reaching the lower 50s. Still plenty of clouds around on Wednesday. Highs reaching the lower 50s. Rain chances by Wednesday night. Right now, it's 28.
The Todd Almaz Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Almaz Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. 93.5 The Tap.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
The story of Black History Month starts in Chicago. It's 1915 and thousands are there to celebrate. 50 years since the Emancipation Proclamation and the end of slavery. The gathering also inspires civic organizations to uncover the many achievements of Black citizens. By 1926, the celebration of African American history is official. This also is a time for rising racial pride. The Black middle class is expanding, and industrial cities like Milwaukee are luring African Americans with good jobs. There's so much more to tell you. Listen for the next Black History Month story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin. Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk. This is 93.5. The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Man on the Street Monday edition, a happier happy hour. Rolling through it, Dom. This sentiment, I would die for you. Well, Ann Coulter has been wishing upon it. Donald Trump. If he could just die for us, that's the greatest way he could serve the country. I paraphrase, but not by much.
I know, too.
The Independent. The headline here, Ann Coulter offers brutal advice for Trump. Die. Ms. Coulter was previously one of Mr. Trump's most prominent supporters, but turned against the former president after accusing him of betraying his voters. Conservative commentator Ann Coulter did not mince her words when asked what former President Donald Trump could do to help us take back America. Maybe he could die, she wrote on the Twitter. Man, I haven't heard that harsh of an assessment since, you know, you wished Rush Limbaugh happy forever in hell, Dom, on his death, something like that. I'm glad you're dead. Ms. Coulter was previously one of Trump's most prominent supporters. In 16, she endorsed the former president and authored a book, In Trump We Trust, Plea E Pluribus Awesome. A little bit more here, Dom.
now she's saying you can die? I mean, really? You're going to give all the money back on the book you wrote?
However, this is the butt part, Dom. She turned against the former president after accusing him of betraying his voters by failing to complete the much-touted U.S.-Mexico border wall to stop the undocumented migrants. It's like she noticed, Dom. The wall didn't get built. Mexico didn't pay for it. She has since been an outspoken critic of Mr. Trump, describing him as the biggest wimp ever to serve and a gigantic baby who can barely speak English. Some say that about me, Dom. The only reason...
That's a long way from E Pluribus Awesome.
The only reason he crushed in 2016 is because of immigration. The wall deported illegal immigrants, the Muslim travel ban, Ms. Coulter said in August of Mr. Trump. She went on to praise the former GOP presidential nominee rival, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. That is DeSantis this time, without the total lack of interest in carrying it out. I mean, what strange taste she has. First, she's embracive of Trump. Now she's done a 180, a full flip-flop. Now Trump's the worst, but she still has affinity for Ron DeSantis. Have you seen the man? He's the most unappealing politician ever.
Coming out with her new book, E Pluribus A-Hole. Crudy, let's recap some of the Republican comments on other Republicans today. Just today.
Okay, right, let's
Reince
do
Priebus, former chief of staff, talked about the conspiracy theory with Taylor Swift and the Kansas City Chiefs and all that as a powder keg of stupidity. Again, this is a belief held by, I don't know, Vivek Ramaswamy and other megas, right? What else do we have? We have Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell was in the great state of Wisconsin over the weekend, trying to support the efforts to
recall Robin Voss.
Recall Robin Voss. Called Robin Voss disgusting, right? And now we have Ann Coulter calling Trump a wimp, and the best thing that he could do for our country is die. This isn't, you know, these aren't mega lefties, man. This isn't you or me saying it. These are Republicans talking about their own. They need to get their ducks in a row. And if I may put a finer point on this, and we'll get to the calls momentarily, 844-967-2789, the Wall Street Journal reporting, Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley has applied for Secret Service protection because of increasing threats she has received as Donald Trump's last major opponent in the 2024 GOP nomination. Haley confirmed the application for protection in an interview Monday with the Wall Street Journal. Quote, "We've had multiple issues. It's not going to stop me from doing what I need to do." Where do you think, you know, just based on what we've understood, Republicans talking about Republicans, where do you think these issues are coming from?
I would guess the MAGA Republican base, Tom.
If I was a betting man, if you're in Vegas, Crudy, will you please take that action for me? Absolutely. The MAGA Republicans, Republican on Republicans. This isn't us. This is them on them.
You know, Nikki Haley did get the SNL cold open this weekend as well.
I heard. I didn't see it, though. Did you see it?
Yeah, I did see it. I saw it live. Yeah. And, you know, boom, there's Nikki Haley as a concerned voter from South Carolina questioning the, you know, the imposter Trump, just someone playing Trump on the SNL, the comedy show.
And whoever that actor does a great job. Of Trump,
and her question, I forget Johnson is his last name, but the actor playing Trump, yeah. Her question, why are you afraid to debate Nikki Haley? She did have a slightly larger speaking part, but you know, she was mostly there for a cameo and it was relatively funny. And I got to think, you know, if Trump's allowed to stay up that late, that he might've been raging, Dom.
Well, I think the Ritalin takes a while to wear off. I'm sure he was. He was, you know, he's an all cap, you know, screaming midnight guy.
Aren't we all? 844-967-2789, at least when we're in Vegas. Catherine from Madison, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hi, Catherine.
Oh, hi, guys. I wanted to thank you again for all the live coverage and everything you guys do. It's just so great. I'm so glad you're on the radio. But I was calling to tell you that I was in Vegas. We got married there by Elvis.
Oh,
and
really?
We saw Elvis. Yes. Uh-huh. And he looked nothing like Trump. I just want to tell you that. Not a bit.
Now, was it a fat Elvis, or was it a earlier in life handsome Elvis, not wearing a white jumpsuit that you could just see
it was confusing.
Trump
just
bloating out of?
It was young Elvis wearing the fat Elvis jumpsuit. So it was kind of confusing, but it did not look like Trump. And also, I wanted to tell you, they have slots where you can play you get two chances for a penny. And I said, okay, this is my speed, a penny for two ways you can win. So I'm playing the slots, and I must have been there, maybe spend, 10 cents or something. And this good-looking young woman comes over and offers you a drink. And I said, well, this is really fantastic. I spend 10 cents and I get a free drink. So
you get a couple of the free drinks in you, though, and you're probably breaking out your purse, if you know what I'm saying, Catherine.
That's right.
They're lubing you up to spend more than a dime at a time.
Oh, yeah. Yep. So have a good time.
Catherine, I have every intention of having a wonderful time without Dom, because he'll be back here holding on the fort, but I'll be in the strip in Vegas. And why am I going? It's not just Super Bowl week, Dom, although that makes fine occasion. Tomorrow, when we go on the air, we'll be getting ready for the closure of the Democratic and Republican primaries, presidential primaries in the state of Nevada. And I have two predictions, Dom. Joe Biden in a landslide and Nikki Haley in a landslide. You heard it here first. She's going to win the primary in Nevada tomorrow night. As well.
And
Joe.
Who's going to win the caucus?
And then they got this other crazy thing they do, which apparently the Trump team sort of took this whole caucus and said, well, we can leverage this to our advantage. We have greater name recognition, and Trump does have a hotel casino with his name on the side. Although I would point out to you, Dom, I did put in one more time, you know, what's it hurt to try to get into the Trump post caucus event on Thursday. So I put in once again for my Trump credentials, Dom. Not even sure if Trump's going to be there, but here's the craziest part. It's not at the Trump. It's at the Treasure Island. The Trump watch party on caucus night Thursday in Las Vegas is not at the Trump Hotel Casino. It's at the Treasure Island.
That's interesting.
Which I suspect is somewhere down near the circus, if my memory serves. Not the good end of the strip anymore. It used to be something, but not what it used to be, Dom. More of your econ trip to Vegas if you're going to the Treasure Island. You were never quite good enough for that. Never merited.
South Carolina crew, I don't know if we brought this up. You know, Joe won South Carolina. Shocking, right?
He won with 97% of the Democratic primary vote. My understanding, Marianne Williamson finishing, you know, a close, no, a
2.1%.
2.1.
Yep.
Which is better than Dean Phillips.
At 1.7.
1.7. Which is better than Scott Walker's polling numbers before he dropped out of the race. What was he at Iowa?
0.0.
Yeah, Dean Phillips can look down his nose at you, Scott Walker, because you were the biggest loser. 844-967-2789. So I'll be I'll be interested, Dom. I'm hoping to meet and bring the information from some local talent, poli-sci professors from the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Got quite an extensive poli-sci department. I might have a couple of them on this week. I've also reached out to the respective parties. The Haley campaign, I did ask for the governor. I don't mean to make her a target, you know, worthy of Secret Service protection and all that, but I suspect that's more the Trump team. Yeah,
that ain't us.
But I did ask. You know, you got to ask. You're not going to get the...
You got to ask and you got to show up, Curdy. Those are the rules.
Well, I'm going to show up and I'm going to ask. And at minimum, I'm hoping Haley at least has someone on the ground tomorrow night to celebrate her massive primary victory in Nevada, as predicted by yours truly. If only I could be so assured about the outcome of the Super Bowl. But of course, it's rigged for the Chiefs. That's what I hear, Dom.
Curdy, the Hill reporting, Trump, the GOP frontrunner, is the only big name on Nevada's Thursday caucus ballot, while Haley is the top contender in Tuesday's primary after other candidates such as Tim Scott and Mike Pence dropped out. Nevada law doesn't allow for write-in candidate, but it requires voters to be offered an option to pick none of these candidates. That could be a problem for Haley, according to The Hill, if Trump supporters decide to cast a protest vote in the primary. The dueling contest came after Nevada GOP opted to stick with his longstanding caucus system despite a new state law calling for a presidential preference primary. State law doesn't prohibit registered Republicans from taking part in both the primary and the caucus, but the state party has said only the caucus counts when it comes to allocating delegates to the national party's convention later this year. Here's what Trump had to say to his supporters in Vegas last month. Your primary vote doesn't mean anything. It's your caucus vote. So in your state, you have both the primary and you have a caucus. Don't worry about the primary. Just do the caucus thing. I think he probably followed up with man, woman, camera, television. But, you know, I don't know.
Well, they've tested his mental capacity at least a couple times, Dom. And according to, I believe, the actor on the SNL cold open, they found him 100% mental.
Great. Well done. 844-967-2789. We got time to squeeze one in here. Nate, let's do it. Adam from Madison, Wisconsin. Welcome, Adam. What do you got for us?
Hey, Adam.
Hey, guys. So I don't know if you talked about this already, but I heard earlier today on the Stephanie Miller show that Dean Phillips got approved to be on the Wisconsin ballot. Of course, he said something.
Oh, we broke that last week. That's last week's news, Adam. We get them when they break, buddy.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, jeez. See, I figured this was going to be one of those calls. Okay. Well, I'm glad you guys know about that.
Adam. Troubling. But no, thank you for reminding the audience. Are you going to vote, and would you vote for Phillips?
Of course. I'm not going to vote for Phillips. No, I'm worried about him being on the ballot because I have buddies and friends that are like, oh fuck, you know, they're both fucking old.
Oh, all right, thank you. Yes, they're both old and they'll go vote for anybody other than the old folks. I think I saw Nikki Haley was going to do something about the grumpy old man. Great movie, by the way. Comparing Biden and Trump to the grumpy old men. Thank you for the call, Adam.
Call it grumpier old men. I think they've done that as well, have they not?
Yeah, they're another one. Yes, a follow-up sequel.
Who's doing the Super Bowl halftime this weekend? It's not Prince. He was the greatest. That was one of the greatest halftimes ever, right? I didn't make that up. That memory and the Deacon.
No, I wasn't really. Yes, absolutely.
That was like the last one I enjoyed. Super Bowls or halftimes. Come back, more Devils.
Janet Jackson. I thought that was a pretty good one.
You're just in it for the nakedness.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
The story of Black History Month starts in Chicago. It's 1915 and thousands are there to celebrate. 50 years since the Emancipation Proclamation and the end of slavery. The gathering also inspires civic organizations to uncover the many achievements of Black citizens. By 1926, the celebration of African American history is official. This also is a time for rising racial pride. The Black middle class is expanding, and industrial cities like Milwaukee are luring African Americans with good jobs. There's so much more to tell you. Listen for the next Black History Month story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Early in the morning,
the Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
That cigarette and I strap shoes on my feet.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us on this last segment of the day at 844-967-2789. Stick around. The Makey Dawn show is coming up next.
Dominic, want to thank our fine sponsor for the Love of Democracy Tour 2024. Getting on an airplane bright and early tomorrow morning. Thanks to Chad's Design Build.
Thanks, Chad.
They're our sponsor partners of the For the Love of Democracy Tour. And I'm gonna love it up in Vegas, baby. I'm gonna love a primary, a caucus, a Super Bowl, and the atmosphere. I would hope, Dom. Not gonna be warm and sunny, but you know, hopefully sunny. And I won't think of you hardly at all. I'll try to bring some man on the street. I'll try to meet some people. My only concern is I want to meet some Nevadans. I might have to leave the strip. You know, you can't really talk to the locals while they're working, right? And they don't
I go to Reno.
Probably hang out in the... I'm not going to Reno, man. That's a hell of a drive. Can I go to, like, Henderson? Can I just drive to the next town over, find a couple diners, stuff like that? Just find some normals that don't work in the hotel casino industry and on the strip. Although Joe Biden did have conversations. Apparently, the casino workers, their union, making new deals. And Joe was there to congratulate them. Joe Biden, that is, the president, earlier today. And the primary tomorrow night, you know, we'll be previewing the primary. I would just wonder, will there be any bump for Nikki Haley, this sort of ceremonial victory she'll have tomorrow night in Nevada? But tomorrow night, Tuesday night, they're going to be doing election night coverage. They're going to declare Joe Biden the winner about, 7:01 Eastern. And then, well, might actually be quite a bit later due to the fact that Nevada's 2 hours behind Central Time. So maybe it'll be 9 o'clock. I'm not sure. I'll be so confused. There's no clocks in the casinos, Dom.
No clocks, no windows. You don't need to know what time it is. Just keep playing, babe.
I'm curious if they'll have a Nikki Haley victory party in Nevada, in Las Vegas. If they do,
I'm curious to see if the Trump caucus members come out and vote against Nikki Haley. I mean, there's a lot of weirdness
going
on,
right?
Could she
get beat by none of the above? I wonder if that is a betting column tomorrow. Could I go in the MGM Grand tomorrow and bet on none of the above beating Nikki Haley in the primary tomorrow night? Is that theoretically possible? I'm gonna take this bold wager, Dom. As the only viable and known candidate on the ballot, I think Nikki Haley is going to beat the none of the above. I think she's going to eke out like a 49-47 win over none of the above. How do you like my prediction, Dom?
Wait a step out on a ledge there, Crudy. I mean, that would be the obvious bet. What's the line? That's what I want to know, man.
Who's going to go caucus for Trump, though? I mean, seriously, who's... At least when we were in Iowa, we were at a caucus location, Dubuque, Iowa, the night of the Iowa caucus.
A lot of people were caucusing for Trump.
Hundreds in the room in Dubuque in that senior high school that night, but still had yourself some DeSantis in the race. Nikki Haley was in the race, and of course Trump was the presumptive nominee, but not yet. But why do you go out and caucus at all? What's the upside of going and standing in the corner when there's only really one candidate on the ballot? Who are you caucusing for? Because you can walk in the polling place, you can vote for Joe Biden, you can vote for Nikki Haley, and then you can go home. You're done.
Right. In and out. In and out.
But the caucus, that's a little more, you know, a little more rigmarole. That's like trying to check in at midnight at the Circus on Super Bowl Friday now. I suspect.
Hey, easy, big spender.
I
want to throw this out there.
Go ahead.
As well. The Quinnipiac poll released on Wednesday found, according to The Hill, 58% of women say they support Biden, up from 53% in December. Meanwhile, 53% of men polled say they support Trump, largely unchanged from the 51% in December. A Quinnipiac University polling analyst, Tim Malloy, said this: the gender demographic tells a story to keep an eye on. Propelled by female voters in just the past few weeks, the head-to-head tie with Trump morphs into a modest lead for Biden. Women, again. And Trump doesn't have a great track record with the women. You know, whatever he might tell you on the bus.
You know what the wanker's newest PolitiFacted claim, and why PolitiFact still cares what this man says, I'm not exactly clear.
Walker, former governor of the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, that wanker.
Head of Young America's Foundation.
Yes, that indeed is the wanker I reference. He is PolitiFacted for saying the number one issue on campus right now is not abortion. It's the economy. But if I understood the math, number two, like 2% behind, was abortion. So I mean, I think it's some aspirational, wishful thinking, like young kids today, they care about the economy. Well, everyone cares about the economy, you schmuck. You know, we all got to pay some bills, unless you got that sweet Young Adolf's Foundation deal.
Young America's
Foundation. Oh, thank you for that correction.
Yeah.
You know, he's getting paid some big coin for not doing a hell of a lot, except bemoaning the indoctrination of America's youth, Dom.
Well, he's all about the indoctrination of the American youth, as long as it's his indoctrination, since he is the point person for inspiring and bringing the young college Republicans along.
Remember once upon a time when Scott Walker went to a robotics club at a state high school and encouraged these high achieving, very smart STEM, soon to go to college, probably our best and brightest. And he encouraged them, and nothing against welders, but he encouraged all the robotics kids to go be welders. And I found through the years, Dom, as we've described the prior lies of the former governor and, of course, terribly failed presidential candidate. Let's never let him forget how bad he was, 0.0. Well, you know, we found ourselves through the coverage of other fine journalists who didn't want to call him a liar. I remember, I believe it was Matt DeFore, now moved on, but Matt DeFore at the time said, "What do you want us to say? He's a big fat welder."
Welder?
And I'm thinking, yeah, call a welder a welder.
Call what it is, baby. This is the greatest radio show ever.
You know, someone asked us, why would you guys make that claim? You're otherwise charming, humble, sexy, pretty cool. But you guys call yourself the greatest radio show ever. And that's only because we feel it's necessary to only tell the truth and nothing but the truth. So help us God. Thanks for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Maggie Dawn Show, going live soon. You better hang on tight. And then, Busted Pencils, Educated Educators Talking Education with Dr. Johnny Lupinati and Tim Slacker. I heard his name mispronounced today. Not by me. I love Tim. I know how to say your name, Tim. Stick around for Tim and Johnny. Thank you for listening. Next up, Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. Biomarker testing was a turning point for me. By working with my oncologist, we were able to determine the most appropriate treatment plan. My fear was I wasn't going to be here to see my children grow up. That gave me hope, knowing that I have that chance. And I did. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the